Hello, Tina speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Very good afternoon. This is Michael from eBay and the fraud department. How may I help you today?
I had a message to say that there was going to be a transaction taking out $199, and I don't know what that was for.
Okay. Do you do online shopping with eBay before?
Yes.
Okay, that means your eBay account has been compromised by some overseas hackers, and they are doing like $299 transaction. So do you want to cancel it?
Yes, please.
Okay, tell me, do you have any computer or laptop which you're using for internet line?
Yes.
Okay, madam, which one do you have?
I use the internet.
Okay, no problem. Are you in front of your computer, I do believe?
Yep.
Okay, just go to your Google Chrome browser. I'm going to let you know that how to get that cancellation 9-digit code. Also, we are going to provide you the password and security so that nobody can access to your eBay account in future.
Okay.
Yep. Open up the Google Chrome.
Yep. Hang on. I'm just turning my computer on. It's been off all day.
No problem.
Okay. So I've got to go into Google.
Yeah. You have to open up your Google Chrome browser. Now, once you open up your Google Chrome, just type the search panel
www.
Put a dot. A N Y.
A for Apple?
Yes, A for Apple.
Yeah.
After that, N for Nancy.
Yeah.
After that, Y for Yellow. After that, D for Doctor. After that, E for Elephant.
Yep.
After that, S for Sam. After that, K for Kingdom. Put a dot. Com, C-O-M.
Okay.
Now, press the Enter button from your keyboard. And what are the results? Yeah. What are the results came up on your screen? Did you see any options like download now with red color box on the middle of the page?
Hang on a minute, I'm just getting on there, hang on.
Alright.
Okay, fast removing any desktop application, is that it?
Yeah, just choose our yeah, can you see the download now option with red color box?
Yep.
Okay, once you click on download now, ma'am, look at the left hand side bottom corner. You can see any kind of small option came up which says anydesk.exe file. Now click on download now, and once you click on download now, you can see the anydesk.exe small option came up, left hand side bottom corner. Do you see that option? It's anydesk.exe, the red color application. Once you click on download now, you will get to see the left hand side bottom corner on your computer screen.
Hang on. What does it say download now? Oh, I see.
What you can see? First tell me, like, look at the very top. What you can see on your page? I will guide you.
Any desk software download? Is that it?
No, that's not one. Can you see the AnyDesk remote desktop application, the fast remote desktop application?
Remove desktop.
First tell me, like, do you see the options like AnyDesk fast remote desktop application? The first option.
AnyDesk remove apps for e-download.
Oh, is it your Windows computer or is it a Mac one?
It's a Windows.
Okay, free download. Okay. No. That not one. Look at the left-hand side bottom corner. Not go to your bottom. Stay on that page. Look at the very left-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a small option comes up which says anydesk.exe. Can you see that or not?
No.
No, right? Okay, click on free download. Click on free download. Once you click on free download, what can you see? Just talking with me so that I can better guide you.
Yeah, I know that. It's saying Windows. Is that not download any?
Yeah, it's for
Windows 3.
Yes. Click on that. Give a click on that.
Click on that one. Mm-hmm. And it says, start downloading.
Okay.
So I just start downloading?
Yes. Now, have a check on your computer screen at the very bottom, left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any option comes up, anydesk.exe? Or is something downloading on your middle of the screen? Start downloading. And can you confirm me, like, the computer which you are using, is it your, like, what is the brand name on this computer?
Acer.
Okay. It's loading, madam. Why
yes.
I can see it? All right. What is, like, once it's finished, once your downloading process is completed, you just double click on that option.
Okay. Now once it's away from protection.
All right. I have a solution. You just close each and everything, come back to the normal wallpaper screen and reopen up your Google Chrome.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Do you open up the Google Chrome browser, ma'am?
Uh-huh, yep.
Now type there, step by step, www.anydesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yep.
downloadnow.com.
Right.
Now, the fast remote desktop application. Did you see that the first option?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Okay.
And once you click on that, listen to me, mm-hmm. once you click on that, do you see the download now option at the middle of the page?
Yes.
Now click on download now and look at the left hand side down bottom corner, you will get to see the small option came up which says anydesk.exe, the small option came up. Once you click on download now, did you see that? Anydesk.exe? Just stay on that page, not go to the very bottom. You just stay on that
page.
Yeah, click on download now, or can you see the anydesk.exe, the small option came up?
It says download again.
Yeah.
I can't see no EXE on there, nothing.
Okay, did you click on download now, ma'am?
Okay.
Madam, did you click on download? Okay. Once you click on download now, look at the right-hand side or any other kind of place or on your screen. Do you see any small option came up which is a red color application, anydesk.exe?
EXE. No.
Okay. Okay, no problem. What do you need to do? Just look at the very top right hand side, there is a three dots. Did you see the three dots?
I don't know.
Wait.
It's saying all platforms, all devices download now. Please remove desktop software for Windows.
Okay, just hold on, give me some moment. All right, now just look at the very right hand side, top corner. Did you see a three dots on your page?
No.
You don't see that? Okay. Okay. So, you have a look on your computer keyboard. Do you see the control key like CTRL key?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, press on the CTRL key with one finger. And with the help of your another finger, you have to press on J, J for Joker. Like CTRL plus J.
Yeah. Okay, both
at the same time.
So now it's gone download.
Yeah, download.
Yeah.
Now.
So come up with download, any download. And it's got
yes.
a one. EXE.
Yes, you just tick the blue color option which says anydesk.exe. Did you see that?
There's no blue option, it's green.
It's green option.
Show in folder?
Yeah, above that slow in folder, did you see any green color option? Just double click on that, ma'am. Just try to open it up. Any desk option, just give a click on that any desk option.
Okay. So I've opened it up. It says what's new in your any desk?
Mm-hmm.
7.1 with a question mark.
I'm talking about that page, ma'am. You have got the right page. Now, did you see your address with any 9-digit number? Red color, right, 9-digit number?
Yep.
Okay. That is your cancellation number, ma'am.
Alright.
You need you need to tell me the number one by one.
Yeah. So it is 728.
Yes.
848.
Yep.
494.
494. And below that, beside that number, can you see any lock symbol?
Yes.
Black color. Just click on that lock symbol.
Mm-hmm. That's a set password.
Yeah. Now put over there the same password. All should be lowercase and don't give any space. Type there A for Apple, letter A.
Mm-hmm.
After that, P for Papa, letter P.
Yep.
After that, P for Papa again.
Yep.
After that, L for Lima, letter L.
Mm-hmm.
After that, E for Edward, letter E.
Mm-hmm.
It should be Apple 121.
121.
Yeah. Now, the confirm password, you have to type the same thing, Apple 121. Apple 121. And check that both are same. And after that, give a click on apply. Do you see any option like apply?
Yep.
Just give a click on apply.
All right.
You done that?
Yep.
All right. And when was the last time you do online shopping with any PayPal account or eBay account?
Mm-hmm. Normally with eBay.
Okay. All right. Click on allow. If you see any option comes up, allow. Click on allow.
Hello.
Yeah.
Other
and
devices. Yeah.
All right.
Clear all
patients.
Is that it?
No. Just above. Look at the very top. There is an option like new session. Just click on new session.
Yep.
And apart from this computer, do you have a cell phone like any iPhone or any Android mobile?
Yeah, I do, but I never buy stuff online.
Okay, just click on install Anydex, ma'am. Look at the middle of the page. There should be a red color box, big box. Just click on that install Anydex. Install Anydex, the second option.
Yeah.
Just click on that.
Yeah.
And just click on that accept and install.
Okay.
Click on that yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and give a click on any option came up like don't install. Click on don't install.
Don't install?
Yeah, don't install.
Okay.
So that, this is your secure software. Where you can like, okay, just hold on, give me some moment. Okay, madam, I'm asking you which mobile phone are you using for security purpose so that we can provide you the security and the password so that nobody can access to your phone. Do you have any phone?
Yes.
Which one? Is it your Samsung Apple phone or your Android mobile?
My Apple?
Apple iPhone. Okay. Okay, just go to your App Store with the help of your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And don't... Yeah. You open that App Store, madam?
Oh, hang on.
Okay, madam.
Okay. Okay, so what am I looking for?
Yeah, now once you open up your App Store, look at the very right-hand side bottom. You will get to see a small magnifying glass which is called search. Just click on that search.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to type there.
Yeah.
The same thing. Any desk. A-N-Y.
Yeah.
D-E-S-K. Desk.
Yeah.
All right. Now give a click on search, and what comes up on your screen?
New way to search after anything.
Yeah. Did you see any option came up which says any desk, remote, desktop, the red color application?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just beside that, can you see the get or install?
Yeah. Get.
Yeah, just click on get or click on install. All right, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it installing, I do believe, madam?
I think it is, yes, processing.
Okay.
All right, done.
Okay, it's done. Now open it up, and you can, see the same, any kind of cancellation 9-digit number or your address. Once you open it up, let me know.
Yeah, I've got a number here.
Yeah, you just tell me the number so that I can check in my server. All right.
399.
Yeah, it should be 399.
4-0-8-0-3-7-3-3.
Okay, 399. After that?
480. Yeah, and
733. 733. Yeah. Okay. And, alright, just hold on. Within a few seconds, you will get to see any kind of pop-up ads comes up, which is from eBay, and I'm gonna let you know that how to avoid those security warnings. Okay, you just stay on that page and follow us. It should be 399-480-733.
Yeah, that is the number, correct, ma'am? And now,
yeah.
what option you see has come up? Do you see any option come up like I trust this call, or like accept? I am aware of the risk and all. Do you see that? What do you see on your phone? Yeah, security one. Yes, give a tick on that small box. I trust this call. Or like I am aware of the risk. A small box will be there. And then tap on accept. Okay? Do you see any option called accept? Tap on accept.
Okay.
And after that, once when you done it, you just need to tap on start now.
And just start check. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. And after that, what do you see? Do you see any option called start broadcast after that? What do you see? Tap on it. Start broadcast, okay? And after that, what do you see, ma'am? Yep. Now, first of all, you just need to, I'll tell you. Now, you see on your screen, there is a white screen, right? So, look at the bottom of your screen, there is a white panel. You just need to touch any one of your white screen, ma'am, from your finger. Just touch it.
Yeah.
And swipe your finger from bottom to the up. Swipe your finger from bottom to the up. Put your finger at the very bottom of your phone and up. And now after that, now first of all, why I would like to told you, ma'am. Now first of all, you just need to open up your Apple settings, ma'am. Open up your Apple settings. Open up your Apple settings. Yes, ma'am. Tap on settings. Yeah. Now just stay there. Stay there at the top of the page, ma'am. Go to the top of the page.
Yeah.
And after that, first of all, ma'am, we just found there an order has been placed in the name of Tina Jeffrey. That's your name, correct, ma'am?
Yeah.
So we just found there an order has been placed on behalf of your name, right? So that is, we are just confirming some of your details, right? Now after that, ma'am, you just need to, need to tap on your name, ma'am. Just tap on your name where you see Tina Jeffrey. Tap on your name. And after that, tap on not now. And after that, tap on payment and delivery. Okay? The third one. Now what do you see, ma'am, after that?
Coming out with as payment.
Okay. Now you see, this is the thing, ma'am, you know, which we are trying to explain you is your identity has been compromised by the hacker, ma'am, from overseas, okay? And they were using your debit card, okay? And your PayPal, your eBay has been hacked by them. What they are doing basically, you know, they are just taking your identity and they are using it for illegal purposes, okay? And at the end of the day, ma'am, you would be struggling. See, right now, ma'am, you have not been placed any order, right? But the hackers, they have been placed an order, right, under your name, that is Tina Jeffrey. So we got the message, ma'am, in our server, and that's why we are calling you up, so that we can help you and we can show you. Now, you see at the top left-hand side, ma'am, you see any option called back. Tap on back at the bottom left-hand side.
Yeah.
Tap on back again. Now, you just need to open up your, swipe your screen, ma'am, from bottom to the top once again. And open up your Safari browser. I want to show you one more thing. Now, before we go any further, ma'am, I believe, ma'am, you do online banking, right? So you just need to log in into your bank and just see whether that $299 has been debited or not, ma'am, okay? Just check it out because we need to give you a security, ma'am, okay, in your account at this moment, all right? Just check it out, all the accounts, ma'am, one by one.
Yeah.
All right.
Only one on the...
Seventh
of February for $230.
Okay. That transfer you did not know. How did transfer this happen, right, ma'am?
International transfer.
Oh, that was an internal transfer. Correct. But see, ma'am, I understand that, okay? Now you just need to go to your home page of your ING Bank, ma'am. Go to the home page. And open up your ING Bank once again, okay?
Yeah.
And you see at the top left-hand side there is an arrow, like the three lines.
Yeah.
Tap on the three lines.
Uh-huh.
And tap on my profile, okay? Just hold on. Don't do anything. You see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow, ma'am. Tap on that arrow at the top left-hand side. Now, just hold on. I'll tell you now what you have to do is tap on the left-hand side arrow at the top left-hand side. You see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Just tap on it, okay? And after that, now you just need to swipe your screen once again. Go to your home screen of your phone, ma'am. Go to your home screen of your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, apart from this bank, I do believe, ma'am, we check in our server. You do bank with Commonwealth Bank as well, correct, ma'am? So just log in into your Commonwealth Bank as well and just see whether you got the money has been deducted or not, okay? Right? Now what do you see, ma'am? Just go up. You see at the top left hand side there is an arrow, right?
Yeah.
So just tap on that arrow.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Okay. Now I'll just tell you. Now you just need to swipe your screen once again from bottom to the up.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you after that. Now open up your Safari browser, ma'am. And I want to show you where from where these hackers basically they are coming up from, okay? And how they are, you know.
Get on the Safari. How do I get on that?
I'll help you. You look at the very bottom, you see there is a call log in a green color like a dialing sign. And beside that you see at the very bottom, you see there is a four square like a Safari sign, okay? Your phone text message, do you see, ma'am? Look at the very bottom. At the very bottom, you will see the four sign, okay? Like the green color column sign. No, that is message. Beside that, you will see that is called Safari. Beside that one, yeah. Yeah, that's correct, ma'am. Now, I want you to open up your Google page, ma'am. You know how to open up a Google page, ma'am? I'll help you. Look at the very... Hello,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes. I've got Google.
Yeah. Now you see, ma'am, where it is Google, ma'am, in the middle of the page. And below you see there is a white panel, right? So you just type in the middle, my. Type M-Y, my. And then type, give a space. Now type 1, number 1, and then P.
1 and then P.
P.
Yeah.
And then below you see, ma'am, my 1P address location. Do you see that? My 1P address location, the second one. Tap on it.
Oh, yes.
My 1P address location. Yes, correct, ma'am.
My address.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am, just tap on it. Now
yeah.
Come down and below you will see in the middle, people also ask. Do you see that? People
yes.
also ask and below you see what is my IP location and country. Do you see that? What is my IP country and location? Now you just see, ma'am, your IP address, ma'am, that is 66.249.73.151. That is your IP address, correct, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, ma'am, this is your IP address, okay? It is written your IP address. Ma'am, I believe you're living in Australia. You're in Australia, correct, ma'am? Then how come, ma'am, you know, like you see United States of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? And the state, that is California. It means the hackers from California, from USA, they are making a trap, okay? And they are using your identity for illegal purposes. They are doing a fraudulent activities, ma'am, okay? They are sending money from one place to another. They are using the most dangerous business that is called a money laundering, okay? Because one thing I'll tell you, ma'am, to be honest with you, ma'am, they're not interested on your money, okay, at this moment. They're only interested, ma'am, you know, on your identity. Because your identity is, ma'am, everything, ma'am. If suppose, ma'am, if you are living in Australia, okay, and if the hackers, ma'am, will see this, the cops, if the cops will come at your doorstep, ma'am, and cops will see your name, ma'am, cops will think you have done the damage, right? I know and you know, ma'am, you haven't done anything, correct? But the cops will think the damage had been done by you, ma'am, because your name is there, okay? Because basically these hackers, yes, ma'am, because basically we just found some of the transactions, you know, few transactions has been done while using your identity. So what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to give you a security, okay, on each of your bank, and at the same time, we are going to protect your identity as well, so in future, you don't have to face any problem, okay? Because these things, ma'am, you are not the only one who is facing this problem. Each and every one, ma'am, are facing the same problem, so we are doing the same thing with each and every one, okay? Right?
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, first of all, ma'am, you just need to go to your home screen. I will just help you how we can protect you, ma'am, okay? Because this is very important right now. So, Go to your home screen, ma'am.
On the computer.
Go to your home screen. Not on the computer. At your phone, ma'am.
Okay.
Leave your computer as it is. Don't touch your computer, okay?
Okay.
Now open up your Combank app, ma'am. Open up your Combank app. Because we need to give you a security one by one. Now you see at the very bottom, ma'am, you see there is an option called accounts, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Now you see at the bottom, what we are going to do is, ma'am, at this moment, your money is not safe at all, right? What we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to generate a code for you, okay? So once the code will be active, okay, and your money will be safe, and this account will also be safe, okay? And at the same time, we are just giving you security as well, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So you see at the bottom, there is an option called pay. Tap on pay, ma'am, at the bottom. At the very bottom, look at the very bottom, you see home, accounts, and then you see pay. Tap on pay.
Yeah.
And once when you tap on pay, you see cardless cash and deposit. Tap on that, cardless cash and deposit.
Uh-huh.
And after that, tap on cardless cash. You see over there at the top, the first one. And after that, tap at the very bottom, you see an arrow. Tap on that arrow 4 times quickly. And after that, tap on OK, got it. And after that, you will see, ma'am, over there, enter description. Write it down, enter description over there, first of all. Write it down, securing. S for sugar. Type securing, ma'am, over there, okay? Securing. Securing. S for sugar, E for Edward. C for Charlie, U for Umbrella, okay? R for Roger, yeah, security, yes ma'am. Now tap on done. Now you see at the top where you see enter an amount, just tap on it at the top where you see enter amount. Now you just need to tap on, now you just need to swipe it down. Come slowly, slowly ma'am. Scroll down your page ma'am. Now look at the very bottom, you see at the very bottom 20, 40. So you just need to scroll it down, okay?
Yeah.
Scroll it down. Yeah, scroll it down. Scroll it up, ma'am. Scroll it up. I'm sorry. Scroll it up and make it 340, okay? Scroll it up. 340. Tap on done. And tap on confirm. And you see at the top right hand side next. Tap on next. Look at the top and tap on confirm.
Yeah.
And after that, what do you see? Now you see C codes. Tap on C codes, ma'am. In the yellow color, you see C codes. Tap on C codes. Just hold on. Now just hold on, ma'am. You see C codes, right? Now I'll tell you, you see tap on home, ma'am, at the bottom. Tap on home. Now just hold on. Just hold on for a moment. And I'll tell you after that what you have to. Now press your home button. Go to your home screen. Swipe your screen. Swipe your screen, ma'am. Swipe your screen from bottom to the up. Now open up your ING bank. Now open up your ING bank, ma'am. Okay. And open up your ING bank. And just tell me one thing, ma'am. Which account is your main account? Like Orange Everyday account is your main account or your Savings Accelerator is your main account? Which one is your main account? Okay?
The orange one.
Sorry?
The orange one?
The orange one, right.
Hmm.
Right. So you said, ma'am, like your Orange Everyday is your main account, right?
Yeah.
And the amount which you kept it, ma'am, Savings Accelerator, that is your different account, right, ma'am? Basically,
yeah.
You use Orange Everyday, you mean to say that, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I do believe, ma'am, because at this moment, ma'am, what I'll tell you is, we just found, ma'am, that your money which you, where you kept it, you know, ma'am, you know, like on your Savings Accelerator, that money is not safe at all. Because your Orange Everyday, ma'am, is your main account, right? And all your money is already safe over there, okay? Right? Are you getting me, Tina? Because Orange Everyday is your main account, correct, ma'am? And Savings Accelerator, at this moment, it is not safe at all, okay? So first of all, what you just need to do is, ma'am, you just need to log in into your bank on this one, the way you log in. Right. Now, after that, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Now, what you just need to do is, Tina, now, first of all, you see every day, right? Like, Orange every day. And beside that, you see there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. Tap on that arrow. And you just see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow again. Tap on that arrow. At the top left-hand side, tap on that arrow. Look at the top left-hand side, ma'am, where you see. At the top left-hand side, you see, yeah. Now, you just see, ma'am, there is an option at the top left-hand side. There is a three horizontal line. Tap on the arrow once again, ma'am, on the cross sign. Now, look at the top left-hand side, ma'am. Yeah. Now, listen to me very carefully, ma'am. Look at the top left-hand side. You see there is a three horizontal line. Correct. Now, you see Savings Accelerator, ma'am. Tap on that account, the second one, the last one. Savings Accelerator. Tap on that one, that account. And you just need to do, you know, like a transfer between from your accounts to accounts. Like from Savings Accelerator to your Orange Everyday. Because your Savings Accelerator account, ma'am, at this moment, it is not safe at all. So your money is not safe. That's why you just need to transfer your funds from your account to account, not to anyone else. Okay? Are you getting me, ma'am?
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Why?
Because I've logged in there.
Sorry?
I have to contact the bank to do that.
Well, you can't have to contact, you don't have to contact your bank, ma'am, okay, for do that. As I'm here for you, I'm going to help you how you will do it, okay? And I'm not telling you to put, you know, that you, that, like you have to transfer all the funds from savings to Orange, okay? Right?
I can't do that. The bank won't let me do that. The way my account is set up.
Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem. You just need to swipe your screen, ma'am, from bottom to the up once again and open up your Combank, as because we just need to generate a code for you. So open up your Combank app and you see at the top left-hand side, there is an option called Home or Accounts.
Yeah.
Tap on Accounts. Now you just need to tap on Pay again. Just hold on, ma'am. Now you see at the bottom, you see Home. Tap on Home.
Yeah.
Now you just need to tap on View All, which you see notifications, View All, tap on View All. Now you see Cancel Cash Code. Just tap on that, ma'am. Tap on Cancel Cash Code.
Cancel.
Yeah, we see Share Cash Code and you see, yeah, tap on Cancel Code. And after that, what do you see? Now you just see at the bottom, see Accounts, tap on Accounts. At the bottom, you see Accounts. Now, you see at the bottom, you see Pay again. Tap on Pay, ma'am. Tap on Pay. And now, you see Cardless Cash and Deposit. Do it once again. Tap on Cardless Cash. Tap on Cardless Cash again. And after that, you see Enter an Amount. Write it down. First of all, write it down Enter Description where it is. Write it down Security. Write it down Security. And then tap on Done. Yes, tap on Done. And then Enter an Amount. Now you just need to come down. Okay, so you just need to type, just select the amount. Select the amount 250, ma'am, not 340. Tap on amount once again. 250. Scroll down. Yes, 250. Now tap on done. And after that, come to description where you see security. Remove that one. And remove that one. And where you see, ma'am, lots of options are there. Description, shop. Tap on shop. Now tap on done. Tap on done. And tap on next. Tap on next. Tap on next. At the top right hand side, you see next. And tap on confirm. And you see tap on C codes. Okay, tap on okay. Okay, now what do you see, ma'am?
It says cashless card, $250. Error. We're not unable to process any transactions.
Don't do it, ma'am. Don't do it. Tap on okay, first of all. Now you see at the top left hand side there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. Tap on that arrow. You see at the top left hand side there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. And now you see, ma'am, your balance is there, okay? Because as I promised you, we are just giving your security. Not a single money has been gone here to there, ma'am, okay?
Right.
Right. Right. Now you just need to log out from this bank and come to your ING bank. I want to show you something because we need to give your security on your ING. Okay? Now swipe your screen, ma'am, from bottom to the top. Log off from your Com Bank. And after that, I'll tell you what you have to do is. Okay? Now
okay.
Open up your ING bank.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you like what you have to do is right now. Okay? But you told me, ma'am, you got two accounts, right? That is Orange Everyday, and the second one is like your savings, right? Now you see at the top left-hand side, there is a three horizontal line, right? Tap on the three lines.
Yeah.
Right. And I'll tell you like what you have to do is. Right. So what we are just going to give you a security, ma'am, okay, onto this account. All right. As because we are working and we are just going to give you a security on your account and you will get to know about this. Okay. You just need to be here because the work is going on. And you see Orange Everyday and below that you see Savings Accelerator. Tap on that one, Savings Accelerator one. Yeah, the very last one, ma'am. The second last one, okay? Tap on it. And I'll tell you after that what you have to do is, okay? You see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. The second one.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Now
you see at the... Yeah, I understand that. Now you see at the top left hand side there is a cross sign. Tap on the cross sign, okay? And you see at the top left hand side there is a three horizontal line, right? Tap on the three lines.
Yeah.
And after that, you will see at the top you see my profile and below you see settings. Tap on settings.
Yeah.
You see at the top left hand side there is a cross sign. Tap on the cross sign, ma'am, once again. Now just be here, okay? Once and I'll tell you to do that. Now you just need to see at the bottom Savings Accelerator one. Tap on that account, ma'am. The second one, Savings Accelerator one. Not this one, the second one, okay? Tap on the three lines and you see the below that savings one, yes. And now you see at the top, at the bottom left hand side, there is a three horizontal line. Tap on the three lines. And now you see over there my profile. Tap on my profile. Now you see at the top, at the left hand side, cross sign. Tap on the cross sign once again. Now just tap on savings accelerator once again, the second one. And now what do you see? Just stay here, okay? Now do you see, ma'am, over there options at the top like pay? Tap on pay.
Yeah.
And then you see an option called transfer. Tap on transfer. As because we are just giving your security, so that's why we are just checking it for you, so that we can show you, okay, how we are going to give your security, right? So you see at the top left hand side there is a cross sign. Tap on the cross sign at the top left hand side. Just hold on, okay? Just hold on, ma'am, okay? Just hold on.
Oh, no, I've got to have some money taken out. I think I went on this form and I got the bank to investigate.
Just saying exactly what the budget came off.
No, you're staying from the bank. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as I told you, ma'am, in the beginning of the call, ma'am, like you told me that your Orange Day is your main account, right? But that account is safe, ma'am. And you have your savings accelerator one. This account, ma'am, at this moment, it is not safe at all because the hackers, they have already been targeted your this account, so that's why you just need to transfer your funds from savings to orange account, okay? Alright? Because at this moment, they are just targeting this account. We just got that things in our notifications, so that's why we are just letting you know about this, so that we can give your security and your money and your funds will be safe, okay? Alright? Are you getting me? Yes. So first of all, what you need to do is, ma'am, where you see savings accelerator, just tap on pay, ma'am. Tap on pay.
Yeah.
And tap on, now I'll just tell you, write it down the amount. Now write it down the amount 20. Write it down the amount 20 and then 000. Now you just need to tap on transfer. Now tap on confirm. Now you just see, ma'am, go to that account, your Orange Everyday account. You see your monies is there, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
Right. I hope you understand that, ma'am, because we are just giving your security, your money is safe over here. So what we are going to do is, ma'am, at this moment, we are just going to...
taking money out of this bank account.
No, no, not a single money is going out, ma'am, from this account or that account. Your money is still there in your account only.
Somebody already took $230 out of this account.
Oh, well, that is internal transfer. That is the reason, ma'am, we are giving your security, okay? Because you told me that... Yeah, you will get that money as well back, ma'am, because we are refunding you your money. That's why. You will get all your money reversed back, whatever you have been lost in the earlier event, okay? So what I'll do is, ma'am, I'll just tell you. Just give me a moment, okay? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Now what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to make a trap, okay? So that we are going to give you a security, Okay. And at the same time, what we are going to do is we are just going to do a dummy transaction. Okay. So the money is going to stay in your account only. Right.
Right.
And we are going to give you a security. So you just tap on pay, ma'am. Orange everyday, ma'am. Tap on pay. And tap on pay anyone, ma'am. After that. And after that, write it down the amount. That is 1-8. Hold on, okay? Don't do anything. Now tap, just, you see in the middle plus sign? Tap on the plus sign. You see 2 and there is a plus sign in the middle. Do you see that?
Uh-huh.
On top, tap, yes. Now I'll tell you, you see on the, at the top right hand side corner, address book, and there is a human sign and a plus sign. Tap on the plus sign. And tap over there, I'll tell you. Tap on bank account, ma'am. And write it down the BSB number I'll give you.
Well, where's this going now?
This is just a dummy transaction, ma'am. Okay, what we are doing it right now for you. So that we are just going to make a trap, catch the hacker, so that you will get all your money refund back, okay? Where it was. And at the same time, we are going to give you a security. Not a single money is going here and there for you, okay? Right? Now, what do you see? You see still the same thing, or do you see any changes, ma'am?
No, I don't see any change.
Okay. And I want to ask you one thing, ma'am. Like, are you the only one who used this account, or like someone else also used this account apart from you?
No, just me.
Only you use it, right? Apart from you, like, no one else use it. Now, you was asking me where your money is going out, right? Your money is not going out nowhere, okay? We are just going to do, like, a dummy transaction. We are just making a trap. How these hackers from California, they are just targeting your another account, right? We are just going to make a trap so that we're going to caught them up for you, okay? And at the same time, we are going to give you your previous refund money back as well, right? We are just making a trap. Once we caught that hacker, your account will be safe and you will get your money back. Okay? That's the only work we are doing right now for you. Okay? Right. So just hold on. I'll tell you like what you have to do is. Right? Right. Now you just need to write it down the BSB number and the account number I'll give you. Okay?
Yeah.
You just need to wait. We are just checking out which one is available. I'll tell you the hacker address, things and all. Now just hold on, okay? I'll tell you what you have to do is. What do you see, ma'am? Now write it down the BSB number, ma'am. That will be 123. Write it down 123 and then 624. And after that, you just need to write it down the account account number. Write it down. That is 233-544 and then 98. And after that, write it down the hacker's name I'm going to provide you. Now, it is write it down H for Harry in uppercase. H for Harry, A for Australia in lowercase. R for Roger, S for Sugar in small case, H for Harry again in lower case, A for Australia, and then give a space, and then type V for Victoria, A for Australia, in lower case, ma'am.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. And then R for Roger, R for Roger, D for Delta, H for Harry, and then A for Australia. Now after that, N for Nelly, and then give a space, and then M for Mary, Y for Yellow, and then S for Sugar, A for Australia. Now just hold on. We are just checking which hacker was doing it from California, so that we are going to catch them up and we're going to give you more security so that in future you don't have to face any problem. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. So just hold on, okay? I'll tell you what you have to do is, ma'am, okay? Just be with me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now after that, what do you see? Now you just need to be here only, ma'am, okay? We are just checking it. From which corner the hacker, you know, like they're just trying to do it. And I believe, ma'am, you do have a debit card, right? From ING, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the meanwhile, what you just need to do is, ma'am, I'll tell you first of all, you just need to be here, okay? Be handy with your debit card of your ING, ma'am. So that we need to give you a security on your debit card as well, okay? Just be handy with your debit card, okay?
I'm not being scammed,
Now, once when you got the card, ma'am, just tell me, okay? Alright?
Alright.
You got the card, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, now just swipe your screen from bottom to the up and open up your phone camera. Open up your phone camera. Swipe your screen, ma'am, from bottom to the top. Now open up your phone camera. Open up your phone camera. And now take a picture of your debit card, front side. Just take a picture. Take a clean picture, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Just hold on. Now open up that picture which you have taken, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just need to turn your card and take the back side. Now you see at the top left hand side there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow.
Yeah.
Look at the top left hand side, ma'am. There is an arrow. Tap on that arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now turn your card and take the back side picture of your card, ma'am, so that we can give you a security as well. Now turn your card, ma'am, and take the backside picture of your debit card. Have you taken, ma'am? Now open up the backside picture, ma'am, which you have taken. Have you taken?
Yes.
Okay, just open up the picture, the backside, which one you have taken.
Uh-huh.
Now, you just need to see at the top left hand side, ma'am, there is an arrow.
Yeah.
And turn your card, ma'am, turn your card, because this is your front side picture. Now flip your card, ma'am, turn your card. Flip your card.
Uh-huh.
And now take the picture, the back side of your... Yes, ma'am. Now take the picture.
Yeah.
Now open up that picture. Open up that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now after that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay? Now you just need to be here, ma'am. I'll tell you. Now you just need to open up your computer, ma'am. Leave this one as it is and open up your computer. Now just hold on, ma'am, okay? Now open up your computer, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now open up your any desk, ma'am, on your computer. Look at the front screen, at your screen, ma'am. And you will see a red color any desk. Do you see that, ma'am? Of your computer?
sealed one.
Yeah, like a diamond sign, like any desk. You will see that.
Yeah.
Now you just need to open up that one.
Yes.
Now you will see over there again an option for any desk, like I am aware of the risk, or like I trust this call, accept it. And I'll tell you like what you have to do is, ma'am, okay? Right. Now, what do you see, ma'am? I'll tell you now after that, as we are just providing you, ma'am, the security on your computer as well. That's why I told you to turn your computer on, and you have been successfully connected. Now, you don't have to do anything, okay? Just
okay.
Leave it as it is, your computer, and don't do anything. Just stay on this page, okay? And I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is. So, basically, ma'am, what kind of stuff you do on your computer? Like, once when you do online?
Just mining. Facebook mining and email.
All right. Now, I'll tell you, ma'am, what happened is, see, what happened is, ma'am, at this moment, whenever you're trying to go through, like, Facebook or, like, YouTube, you go open up Google or email, sometimes you see, ma'am, on your pop-up screen, there is a pop-up come up, right, on your screen. So, on that
yeah.
time, you know, like, whenever, you are just trying to do anything, ma'am, on that time, these things will happen, okay, right?
Uh-huh.
So on that time, these things happen, and you know you will get the hackers from overseas. They have been getting connected, and they are using your identity, get compromised, and after that they're using it for illegal purposes. Okay, right? Now after that, ma'am. Now what do you see, ma'am? Now you just need to go to your phone, ma'am, and open up your phone camera, and be handy with your. Your debit card, ma'am. Be handy with your debit card and take a photo.
Uh-huh.
Take a clean picture, ma'am, because we need to give you a security. Open up your phone camera, first of all.
Yep.
And put your card somewhere on the table and take a clean picture, okay? Just tap on the card once, ma'am. Tap on the card once. And after that, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is just hold on, okay? Just hold on. Ma'am, can you just flip your card, ma'am? Like, you just need to put your card on the table and take a clean picture, ma'am. Like, it is visible, okay? Because at this moment, it is coming blur, okay? As you are taking picture and you are watching, that's why, right? Right. Now, you just need to turn your card, ma'am, and take the front side clean picture. Flip your card and
yeah.
take a clean picture of your front side. That should be, like, readable, okay? Because it is coming blur all the time, okay? Now, you see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. Now, put your card on somewhere where you can see. Now, flip your card, ma'am. Flip your card, turn your card, okay? Take the front side picture of your card, not the back side, okay? Now come closer, tap on the card once, ma'am. Now just hold on, take a picture and just hold on, okay? Now, you just need to open up your picture, ma'am, the one you have taken for the front side picture of your debit card. Now, just be here only, okay? And after that, you can come to your computer because I want to show you. As you told me, you do like Facebook, right, ma'am? Now, open up your... Now, you see on the computer, ma'am, I'll just show you. You know how to open up a Google page, ma'am? Open up a new tab, ma'am, on your computer. Open up a new tab on your computer.
Yeah.
and you see a Google. Open up your Google, ma'am. Now you see search. Now you see search. Can you just come to your mobile phone, ma'am, and zoom your card, ma'am, which you have taken the picture. Can you just zoom that picture, ma'am, of your card? Just zoom it, okay? And after that, what do you see, ma'am?
What do you mean?
Now you just need to zoom it once again.
Yeah?
Yeah, just zoom it, ma'am. I'll tell you after that what we have to do is. Right. Now I'll tell you, ma'am. Now you just need to come to your computer.
Yeah.
Right. Now after that, ma'am, you just type over there V for Victoria, A for Australia, L for Lima, I for Indigo, D for Delta, A for Australia, and then T for Tom, O for Oscar, and then R for Roger. And after that, tap on search. Tap on enter from your keyboard, ma'am. And you will see, ma'am, it will come up the W3C Markov Validation Service, right? Now you just need to open up the first option, the W3C Markov Validation Service.
It says about.
The first one. The first one, the W3C Markov Validation Service. Just open up that one, ma'am, the first one.
Yeah.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Okay.
Now you just see address, ma'am, right? Now you just need to type on the address www. And then write it on your email. I believe you do email, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
So write down your email. You check your email, right, ma'am? You receive an email, you send an email, Tina. Can I call you Tina if you don't mind? You can call me Gary if you want to. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Now, after that, what do you see? Now, write down your whole email address, ma'am, okay? I'll just show you why your identity has been compromised and how it has been compromised, okay? Now, just tap on check. Tap on check. And what do you see, Tina? What do you see?
Still thinking about just a moment.
Okay, hold on. It is going on, okay? And you will get the result after this. Because the hacker from California, ma'am, you know, like, they are very clever. They are using your identity for different purposes, as I've already explained you before, okay? So that is the reason, ma'am. Now tap on view, you are a human. See how badly they have been, you know, done it. Now, what do you see, ma'am, after that?
Not found. Missy.
Okay, not found, ma'am, you know, which means, like, even you receive an email, you send an email, you want to check it out, it says not found. Because, which it means, the hackers, they are using your email, ma'am, for illegal purposes. That's why it says in your computer only that it is not found. Are you getting me, ma'am?
Yeah.
So that is the reason, ma'am. Because your email has been hacked. Okay? That is the reason. Now you see at the top left-hand side there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. At the top left-hand side there is an arrow.
Where? This one?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now you just, where you have put in the email, remove that email. And type over there once again www. And then type facebook.com. You said like you do Facebook, right? Type facebook.com. And after that, what do you see right now? Just let me know.
Too many requests.
Now, what do you see? Which means, now, can you just read it out, ma'am? What do you see exactly?
It says, too many requests. 429, too many requests.
Now, what do you see, ma'am?
It says 429, too many requests.
Okay. It means like the hackers, they were using your identity and they have been used your Facebook as well. And how many times they have been used it? They have created a different account while using your name. And they have created like 429 times. That's why it says too many times, correct?
Uh-huh.
Right? So,
yeah.
What do you see? It means your email has been hacked and your Facebook also has been hacked.
Right.
So, these things were very dangerous, you know, at this moment. Now, you see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just need to tap. Now, you just need to remove www.facebook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, type www. Now, you just need to open up your, go to your phone, ma'am, and open up your phone text message. Go to your phone and open up your phone text message.
Yeah.
Because now you see at the top left-hand side, ma'am, there is an arrow. Look at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. At
uh-huh.
the top left-hand side. At the very top, ma'am, look at the very top left-hand side. Now, you just need to refresh your message, ma'am. Swipe your message from top to the bottom. Now, just hold on for a while, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the bank which you are using, ma'am, ING, you are using the same phone number on your ING bank or you are using a different phone number?
The same phone number.
The same phone number you are using, correct?
Yeah.
Right? And your phone number is 4035-72157. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the phone number you use both on your Combank and your ING bank, right? You must be having a question in your mind why I have been asking you, because you are just giving your security. That's why we are just confirming it. Because you are going to get a message on your phone text message that the work has been done. So that is the reason we are asking you. You will get a confirmation message on your phone text message, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just come to your phone. Come to your phone.
Yeah. There's a Commonwealth Bank security alert.
Okay, because we are just securing your thing, ma'am, that's why it is shows to you, ma'am. The hackers, they are trying to get into your bank and they are not letting us to work, you know, that is the reason, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you see at the top left, now first of all, come to your phone, ma'am, and you see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow and just leave it as it is. Now, come to your mobile phone and don't touch your phone because you are just giving your security on your phone, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, don't do anything. Now, apart from Facebook and like email, what else you do on your computer?
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
No.
Now, I do believe, ma'am, you must be watching sometime like videos on YouTube, maybe. Sometime or like you might be using.
Oh, yeah. I do.
And I do believe you do shop on eBay as well, right?
Yeah.
So, you just type over there www. And then type ebay.com.
Yeah. And just check.
Right. Now, you just need to tap on check. I'll just show you how these things happen. Right.
Right.
Right. Now what do you see? Can you just read it out, ma'am? Come slowly, slowly, and what do you see? Just read it out slowly, slowly, and tell me what do you see?
Oh my God, the whole list of stuff.
What are you seeing? Just tell me, read it out for me.
Railing slash on void elements.
Mm-hmm.
Has no effect and interacts badly, not underquoted values.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Now I'll tell you. So can you just scroll down, ma'am, from bottom till the scroll it down from top to the end? Scroll it down.
Yeah.
And just try to read it out. How many info you see, like error, warning, apart from this, what else you see? Just try to read it out slowly, slowly.
I'm still going
right.
It's 78, not 81.
Yeah. Now come to your phone, ma'am, and open up your phone text message. Come to your phone and open up your phone text message.
Mm-hmm.
Come to your phone, open up your phone text message.
Yeah.
Now come to your computer. Yeah, we are just giving you a security, ma'am, okay? Come to your computer, ma'am. Leave your phone as it is. Come to your computer, as because we are just giving you a security on it. Now after that, try to read it out. How many error warning you see, ma'am? Just try to read it out and tell me what do you see.
It's just saying error.
Just try to scroll it down slowly, slowly, okay?
Attribute not allowed element at this point.
Okay. Now try to read it out like on a roughly basis, like how many error warning do you see, ma'am?
There's 178.
Sorry?
There's a lot.
How much?
Of them.
Oh my goodness, you see a lot of them, Tina?
Yeah.
Okay. Now come to your mobile phone, ma'am. Come to your mobile phone. Come to your mobile. Okay, come to your mobile phone, ma'am. Yeah, come to your mobile phone. And you see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow. At the top left-hand side.
Yeah.
Now you see there will be a message like 427441. Try to swipe it. Delete this message. Look at the top left-hand side and try to delete the first message. The first message. Just swipe your finger from right. No, not on this way. Look at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. And you just need to swipe your finger from right to the left. You can just delete. Just delete it. At the bottom you see, right? Just delete. Tap on OK.
Right.
Now you just come to your computer and leave it as it is.
Right.
And what do you see? Still you're seeing, ma'am? Just try to scroll it down slowly, slowly, till the end. And tell me, what do you see?
At the very end, there's document checking completed.
So how many error, like fatal error, warning, or only error you see, ma'am?
705.
Oh, you see 705, right? Now, let me tell you, ma'am. See, basically, I'll explain you. Like, whenever you, I believe, ma'am, you go for, when you go out, I believe you go for coffee and all sometime. Or, like, you go for shopping, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll just tell you, ma'am. Now, whenever you go to all, whenever you go, like, for coffee shop or, like, for shopping, I do believe you do, you use a Wi-Fi, right? From the...
Yeah.
Shopping center. So on that time there are a lot of people are available, ma'am, right? And they are just trying to use your identity on that time because you think it's a public place and you know you have been connected to Wi-Fi. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you just need to press your home button. Go to your mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now come to your mobile phone and go to your home screen and log in into Angie Bank. Right?
Angie. Yeah.
So now you just need to log in. And after that, what do you see, ma'am?
I just see my account.
Mm-hmm. Now you see, ma'am, I'm just, why I take you over here, so that I can show you your money is still there. We are just trying to give you a security on it, ma'am. That is why, okay? So you need to understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you just need to leave your thing as it is and come to your computer. As I told you, ma'am, we are just trying to do all the things for you. And
mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you, like, what you have to do is right now, okay? So these things, ma'am, you know, are very tricky. Like, you don't know and what is going on and what is happening. On that time, these things have happened. You did not know about this. And that is the reason a lot of people from a lot of places, they are coming to anywhere all around the world. And you don't even, like, recognize them from where they all are. So they can go through and they can use anything easily, your identity. And your identity has been compromised very badly, right? So
mm-hmm.
that is the reason, okay?
Yeah.
So, what do you see right now?
On the computer, it says
okay.
checking is complete.
Okay. Now, you see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow once again.
All right.
Tap on that arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on, ma'am. I'm just checking out, okay, in our server till where, you know, like the work has been completed. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Can you just hold on for a moment? Yes. Now, what do you see, ma'am? It's still the same?
On the computer.
Okay. Now you just need to come to your computer and log out from your bank, ma'am, from your mobile phone. Log out from your mobile phone. Log out from your bank, ma'am, from your mobile phone. Don't be like that. That's because we are just giving you security, ma'am. So while when we are just securing you, ma'am, and giving you security, you are not supposed to use your bank account or use your phone, ma'am. Okay? Now open up your phone text message once again, ma'am. Open up your phone text message and be there only. Don't do anything and now come to your computer and I will tell you what you have to do is. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I'll just tell you now, you just go on to the top where you see validator, right? Remove that validator.
Alright.
Okay. Now, you do one thing, ma'am. Look at your keyboard and at the bottom of your keyboard, just hold on, ma'am, for a moment. Just hold on. We are going to give you a security on your computer right now. Just hold on for a moment. And now what do you see, ma'am? Just let me know. Tap on OK if you see
it.
Yes, tap on yes. Yes, ma'am, allow. Tap on allow. And tap on next. What do you see? Now you see welcome to the Microsoft, you know, like we are just giving your security. Now you see, we are just cleaning and we are giving your security on your computer. Once the work will be done, successfully completed, I will just slowly, slowly giving your services on each and everything, okay? Right?
Okay.
Right. Now you can see what do you see on your screen? Just let me know.
Scanning your computer.
Mm-hmm. We are just protecting your identity, ma'am, on your computer so that in future, no one is going to like use your identity for illegal purposes. Not anyone, all around the world, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you see? Still the same, ma'am, or do you see any other changes?
It's still scanning.
You can see how badly it has been corrupted and we are just trying to give you a security, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just be with me, okay? And I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay? And apart from you, ma'am, sometime like your husband also uses this computer? Or like you are the only one who uses it?
I'm the only one that uses it.
So you are the only one who use mobile and computer both. Apart
yeah.
from you, no one else use it, right?
Yes.
Now what do you see? Still the same or do you see any changes?
It's still scanning.
Mm-hmm. Once the work will be done completed successfully, I'll tell you what you have to do is, okay? Just hold on, ma'am, okay? And don't touch your mobile phone or computer till the time we are running a security for you, okay? If you have any questions, you can ask me, ma'am. I'll tell you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions so far, ma'am, on your mind, till the time I'm here with you?
No, I'm just tired. That's all. I'm lying.
I understand that, ma'am. If you want to have a glass of water, you can have a glass of water.
No,
I'm on hold for you.
Now, but it's finished?
Yeah, it won't take much of the time. I'll let you go in a while, okay? Once the work will be done, I'll let you go in a while.
Do I stick on finish?
Yes, just... tap on finish. Now you just need to leave your computer as it is. Don't touch your computer. And I will tell you like what you have to do is. Now you see over here, ma'am, more details.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just see, ma'am, over here performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you see over here any options like a Wi-Fi. Like your Wi-Fi has been corrupted, right?
Yeah.
On your phone and your mobile phone and like you use internet data. Now you just see, ma'am, CPU, memory, Wi-Fi, right? Tap on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you see Wi-Fi. Now you see we are just giving you security on your Wi-Fi because I do believe once when you're at home, you use your Wi-Fi to your computer and your mobile phone and at the same phone you have taken to the, you know, like coffee shop for having coffee and for shopping. And that also
mm-hmm.
has been compromised, you know?
Yeah.
So that is the reason, ma'am, we are trying to help you, right?
Yeah.
Now, you see, we are giving you a security. We are just cleaning each and everything for you, okay?
Okay.
And after that, once when you see any new thing has come up, you just let me know. And I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, ma'am, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just be with me, ma'am, and tell me, keep updating me what do you see on your computer, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just still going through, still scanning the Wi-Fi.
Right. Right. What do you see, ma'am? Still the same or do you see any other changes so far?
Yeah, no, it's still doing the same thing.
Oh, still doing the same thing. No problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay, because your Wi-Fi has been corrupted, ma'am, from the people of California, from USA. That's why, you know, it is taking a little bit time. As you have been given your protection on your computer, and we are just going to give you a lot more to use in future. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, ma'am, have you ever, like, transferred your money from ING to Commonwealth Bank, ma'am, in the earlier days, like in your past?
Yeah.
Because both that is your account, right? Commonwealth and your ING, correct?
Yeah.
And you have
yeah.
been transfer your money from Combank to ING, ING to Combank. You have done this before, correct, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have already given you a security, ma'am, on your Combank. And we are giving you a security on your another bank. That's why I told you not to use anything, ma'am. Till the time I'm not going to tell you that use this one, ma'am, and do that. Okay.
Okay.
Mhm. So, do you see any changes, ma'am, or you still see the same thing on your phone, on your?
On the computer, still doing the same thing.
Okay, no problem with that. Just don't touch your computer or don't touch your phone, ma'am, without my authorization, because we are giving you security, ma'am. So that's why, okay?
Okay.
Mhm. And after end of this work, ma'am, we are just going to give you a security, ma'am, on your address. We are going to, you'll get a notification as a feedback, okay? Right? Now,
okay.
I'll just tell you to do something. You just need to only write down your mailing address, okay? Just hold on, okay? Once when I'll tell you to do this, do that, and I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay?
Okay.
Now, you just need to write down your mailing address, ma'am, like your mailing address, okay, on this notepad. Try to write down your mailing address. Now, this is the place where you reside, ma'am, correct? That is 23 George Street, Juni, New South Wales, and your postcode is 2663. Correct, ma'am?
Yeah.
Wonderful, ma'am. Now, what do you see, ma'am? Do you see still the same thing, or do you see any other changes so far?
It's just gone back to...
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Oh, still it is scanning. We are just giving you security, you know. That's why it is taking a little bit time to go through, and we are about to done, and I'll let you go after this wall, okay? Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you see anything, ma'am, on your phone or on your computer, please do let me know. And don't touch your computer or don't touch your phone, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch your phone, okay? Don't touch your phone or don't touch your computer even. Because till the time we are running a security, ma'am. So we are not allowing you to touch any one of your thing, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Just hold on, okay? Just hold on, okay? Okay. No problem, ma'am. You just tell me what it is. If you want to have a glass of water, ma'am, you can, okay? No problem with that. I'm on hold for you. That's because you're very nice to me and very kind to me, okay?
I'm just scared. I don't know what's going on.
No, you don't scared, ma'am. This entire call is being legally recorded for your safety and our training purposes, okay? I'm not here to mislead you or misguide you with any of the information. If I'll do, ma'am, on the spot, I'll be losing my job and I'll be fired, okay? So we are not here to do such kind of things, ma'am. And if I want to do something with you, ma'am, I would have been done and I would have been gone. But you're talking to a genuine guy and a genuine company, eBay, ma'am. So we are just giving you each and everything up to the mark, according to you, ma'am, which is, okay, which you needed. That's why. You go and have a glass of water, ma'am, okay? I'm on hold for you.
All right, thank you.
I'm on hold for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Once when you come, say, Gary, I'm back, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm here. I'm on hold for you, okay?
Okay. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, you came so quickly.
I know.
All right.
So where did that tea come from?
Sorry?
Where did that tea come
from? I'm from here only, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I'm from here only. I'm from Victoria, from Melbourne, Victoria.
Yeah.
And how is your day going on so far?
Yeah, not too bad. Just tired. I've been working all day. And
oh, I'm so sorry that I've taken a lot of time,
just,
you know.
Like, just as I got home, you just rang me just as I got home, just as I came in the door.
Oh, you was at the door, right?
Yeah.
And we just called you up. So sorry about that. Couldn't give you time to take your rest, you know. But you also know, ma'am, this is also much more important for you, you know, so what we are doing it now. Because
yeah.
if you're not going to give your security, anything can be happen. So mm-hmm. it is my responsibility to give you a security, ma'am. And being a citizen over here, it is my work to give you protection, okay?
Yeah. You know, I noticed that thing in my bank account, and I was going to ring the ING bank when I got home today.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything, ma'am. Till the time if you are talking to me, the work has been done, completed. You don't have to ring anywhere. It will be done from here only, and you don't have to call up your bank. No Commonwealth, no ING, okay? Because
okay.
the damage has been done from eBay, not from your bank, ma'am. So no point of calling your bank and speaking to them. Instead of speaking to them, speak to us and the problem will be solved and you will be okay and fine. And in future, you don't have to face any problem. It is my responsibility. And I'm not going to let you go like you're struggling and I'll leave you like that. If I'm like that, I would have been gone. So my work is to give you a security, all right, in a proper way. Because my work is to give you a security and take your bless. All I want you to be is happy all the way, all day, all night, okay?
Mm-hmm. Because I always do use eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Because see, ma'am, eBay have a million billions of customers. We also have some rules and regulations of our company. If we do such things, ma'am, we would be in trouble and we might lose, you know, lot of customers. So we don't want that to be happen. Everyone is here to, you know, go for a big company and they want to run and, like, you know, business successfully, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So what do you see, any changes?
No, on the computer it's still doing the same thing. It's
okay, now you just need to press your home button, go to your home screen of your mobile phone and log in into your ING bank and see till where the we have been, you know, like successfully providing you, giving your security, okay? Now you just need to go back, just hold on, okay? Log in into your bank. Just log in into your bank, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, come to your home screen.
How come there's money missing now?
Okay, because we are just giving your security, your money will fluctuate. But once the work will be done successfully, all your money will be the same as it is. Okay? On Orange every day, it was like $20,000. So it will remain as it is. And on your saving accelerator, it was 5. So it will remain as it is. Okay? So don't worry about that. Okay? As we are here, we are just giving you security, ma'am. Now leave your thing as it is and go to that page, ma'am. Open up your Orange Day, Orange Everyday account, ma'am. Look at the top left-hand side. And
yeah.
After that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is, ma'am, okay? Now open up your Orange Everyday, ma'am. And what do you see, ma'am, after that?
Pending 1,754.
Okay. Now you just need to leave it as it is and press the home button, ma'am. Go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. No. I want you to close your bank and come to your phone text message. Open up your phone text message. Don't log out. Or you can... Yeah, leave it as it is. Now come to your home screen, log out from your bank, and open up your phone text message. And come to your ma'am, like your computer, and see till where the work has been completed, okay?
It's still scanning.
Oh, still scanning, because... As because, ma'am, you know, we are just giving you security, okay? That's why. So, what do you see? Still the same. If you see any new thing has come up, do let me know. And I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, ma'am, okay? I asked you to have a glass of water. I don't think so you have been taking a glass of water because you went so quickly and come so quickly. I'm just, you know, like, wondering... How fast you are, you know, like a flight. You have just gone and you just came back. Oh, you're working even. You're multi-talented then. Oh, my God. I must tell you. Okay. Now, what do you see, ma'am? Still the same or do you see any other changes so far?
No, there's no changes so far.
No changes so far. Okay. And what do you see? Still the same or do you see any other changes, ma'am, so far?
No, CPUs.
Okay. You just, ma'am, do one thing. Open up your AnyDesk once again from your computer, the red color diamond app on your screen which you see.
Which one's already?
On your computer, ma'am. The red color diamond app, which you have opened it up. And after that, you will see your ID number. Do you see that?
On your app. Say...
Yes.
No.
You will see the red color diamond app. That's called AnyDesk. On your computer screen, ma'am. I'm asking you to look at your computer screen.
Yeah.
Do you see on your screen, ma'am? Okay, first of all, you do one thing. Okay, you got that, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you see, ma'am, like any option, like again, like accept?
Says speak. Oh.
Yep. You've done it, ma'am. Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, no problem. Now, you just need to do one thing. Now, what do you see? Still the same or do you see any other changes so far?
On this one, it's just saying virus software detection's on. firewall protections on
okay.
McAfee web protections not found.
Okay.
One issue found.
Mm-hmm. And after that, you just need to open up a new tab again, ma'am, from your computer.
Yeah.
Open up your new tab, and after that, you just type over there validator, ma'am, once again. I did not show you one important thing, ma'am, which you must know about it regarding the banks, okay? And why we are giving you security. You just type on the Google V for Victoria again.
Yeah.
A for Australia. Validator. Now open up the first one, the W3C Markup Validation Service. Right. Now you just see our address, right, ma'am, at the same place. You just need to type over there www.
Yeah.
Now you just come to your phone, ma'am, and open up your phone text message. Come to your phone and open up your phone text message. And after that, I'll tell you. Now you just come to your phone, come to your computer, to your computer. And after that, type www. Dot and type over there commonwealthbank.com over there, okay? Type commonwealthbank.com, okay?
Commonwealthbank.com.
Now, after that, what do you see, ma'am, on your computer?
I got the following unexpected response when trying to...
Okay. So, which means this document cannot be checked because, you know, the hackers, they were trying to use your activities, you know. That is why, okay? Because the hackers, they were trying to use a lot of things and... At that time, you know, your Commonwealth Bank was not secure, but at this moment, we have been just give you a security, okay?
Okay.
So, the Commonwealth Bank has been done. Now, you just see at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow. Look at the top left-hand side, there is an arrow.
On the computer or on the phone?
On your computer, ma'am.
Ah. Yeah.
Right.
So on my phone, just got a text message saying the ING has temporarily.
Leave that one, ma'am. That is the hacker. Now you just need to press your home button, ma'am, of your mobile phone and log in into your ING bank, because the amount which I'm talking about on your mobile phone, ma'am, it fluctuates, you know, all the time. So just log in into your account, ma'am.
Alright.
Now, just hold on for a moment, okay? Just hold on for a moment. And don't do anything, ma'am, okay? Now, after that, what do you see? Just let me know. Now, what do you see, ma'am?
It's pending, and 1,754 has been taken out.
No, that is, I'll tell you, ma'am, that is the hacker, once when you are giving your security, the hacker, they are trying to use it for illegal purposes, ma'am. They are doing a transaction. You can see at the top, you see, your card has been securely locked.
Yeah.
Open up that one, which you see, I sign on a circle. Tap on that one.
You see at the top, ma'am, of your not on that one. You go to the go to that page. You see, ma'am, like a black color line, and it's written your card has been securely locked.
Yeah.
We have been locked it. So you just need to open up that one. The black color where you see I, not this one, ma'am.
It's the other one's not.
The I button which you see, ma'am, on a circle. You see at the top left-hand side, there's a three horizontal line. Not that one. Just below that, ma'am, you will see there will be a small circle. Underneath that, there will be an I, okay? Not this one. Go back. Go back, ma'am, to that page again. Now, you just see, ma'am, don't do anything. Listen to me first. You see at the top left-hand side, there is a three horizontal line. And below you see there will be a circle, underneath that there is an I sign. Tap on the I sign. Do you see that? It does not let you to do anything, right?
No.
Okay. Now log out from your account, ma'am, and I'll tell you what you have to do is. Now just hold on for a moment, okay? Hold on. Okay. Now, what is happening is, ma'am, at this moment, first of all, as I told you, ma'am, we are just giving you a security, ma'am, right? On your ING. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? So, what you just need to do is, ma'am, at this moment, the hackers, they were trying to use, a different card number when we are giving you a security, okay? What you just need to do is, ma'am, at this moment, you only just need to call up your bank, and there is the number over there. I'll tell you, first of all, you listen to me carefully. You just need to tell them that my card has been locked. I want to unlock my card, okay? And if your bank will ask you like you are doing the transaction, just tell them, yes, I was doing the transaction, okay? Don't say anything that you're talking to eBay people or any people like that, okay? Just say that I was doing the transaction and my card has been blocked and, your card will be unblocked, and then you will see whatever money has been, it is fluctuating at this moment, it is reflecting into your account, all your money will be back. And if suppose your bank people will ask you, you are the one, you are doing transaction, three time or four time, just tell them, yes, I was doing the transaction, approve my payment, and unlock my card. You just need to tell them, and don't say if your bank asks you anything, don't say nothing that you are talking with us or talking to anyone, okay? Just say, I was doing everything. I want to unlock my card and approve my payment. And then talk to me and all your money will be available the way it was in the earlier, ma'am. Not a single dollar is going to be gone from your account, okay? Right?
Thank you.
So listen to me, ma'am. You understand that what I told you, ma'am? What you need to do is tell me what you will say to your bank once when you call up your bank, ma'am.
I won't be able to contact them today. I won't be able to do it till tomorrow.
No, you have to do it today, ma'am. Don't do it tomorrow. First of all, open up your ING bank once again, ma'am. Open up your ING bank once again. I want to show you. Because the hackers from where are different things, ma'am, Now, you see, you just come to Orange Everyday account. Let me show you and help you one thing right now. Open up your Orange Everyday.
Yeah.
Now, you see, ma'am, Wise. The hackers, they were trying to use your money, okay? They are from California. They have been trying to use your money, LO. That's been two times in London and IN, two times in India, okay? Do you see that, ma'am? And it is pending, okay? So, if your bank people will ask you where you was doing transaction, tell them I was doing transaction two times in London and two times in India, okay? And don't say nothing that you are talking with us, okay? Just simply tell them straight away that I was doing transaction, let me approve my transaction and unlock my card, okay? Just tell them like this only.
Okay.
Are you getting me, ma'am? What do you have to say? And once when you're done this, you will see all your money will be back into your account the way it was. Okay? And at
okay.
that time, we will be giving you full security, ma'am. Okay? So, at what time shall I give you a call, ma'am? Once when you speak to your bank? After 20 minutes, shall I give you a call?
You can try, yeah. I'll see if I can get hold of them. They will be busy on shopping at a call center.
Sorry?
They'll be on a call center because it's after hours.
I understand that it will take an hour, but still you try to, you just write it down the number of your bank. That is 133464. Write it down the number of your bank. 133464. Okay?
Yes.
And try to call up that number right now. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to call you back right now after 20 minutes or half an hour. Do it today, ma'am. Do it today.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll call you back after 20 minutes. Okay? Right?
Okay. Okay.
And do remember, my name Gary. And write it down my password, ma'am. G for Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And then 528. If anybody call you and say my name is Gary, don't speak to them until and unless he won't say your like my code. G for Gary 528. Okay, this is my code. All right. So just call
Thank
up your
you.
Bank right now. Call up your bank right now and tell them once again what I told you. I was doing transaction two times. I was using TransferWise. I was used two times London and two times in India. And my card has been blocked. I want to unlock my card and let me approve my payment. Okay? And I was doing by myself only. Once you say this, your card will be unlocked and then you will see everything will be fine the way it was in the earlier. And we till that time, we will give you a full security from eBay. Don't say you're talking to eBay, ma'am. Keep that in mind. Do not say that you're talking to eBay, ma'am. Okay? Right?
Okay.
Are you getting me, ma'am? What do you will say to your bank? Tell me.
I know.
okay. No problem, ma'am. No problem. It's been a lovely talking to you, ma'am. You have a very good day, ma'am. And thank you so much. I'll call you back in half an hour, okay? All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.